ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now, Be'ezus Hashem, starting Masechta Sanhedrin. Now, before we start the actual Mishnah, I would like to give the following hakdama. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says that the makor that for dini mamonis will need shloish adayonim is from this that the pasuk says v'nikra ba'al bayis al ha'alehim. And as Rashi explains, when the cost of a parasha lihim gimel zimni, nafkon debo inon shloisha. And as our Gemara explains, this is the makar. Then not only do we need shloisha dayanim, but we need that the dayanim should be mumchim. And as Rashi explains, the makar that from elihim we were now to one needs mumchim, is because elihim is a lashon srora verabonos. And since elihim is a lashon srora verabonos, from there we were now that one needs mumchim. To explain what mumchim means, we find the Rashi explains mumchim as follows. That mumchim means smuchim v'natu rishos min nasi ladon. In Igros Moshan Chershem Mishpat Chayok Aleph Siman Aleph Anaf Beis, we find the Rashi explains smicha as follows. That the ma'is of smicha is this, shekru'u rabbi v'yitnu loy rishos ladon. And the Rashi goes on to say, that the idea shubaki lahiris v'chalatira einei mimaisa ha-smicha kval. Ela shudin, shomiroi lismaich, shudafko mishabaki lahiris v'chalatira. But this, that we need someone who is baki lahiris v'chalatira is not included in the maisa smicha. Just that it happens to be that the one who we are semech has to be a baki v'chalatira. But again, the maisa smicha is this shekru rabbi, or as the Rambam says in Halacha Beis, that one needs to say Hareat HaSamoch V'yitnu Loi Rishos Ladon. And that is what one needs to be considered a mumcha and to be included in Elihim. In the Mepharshim and Shulchan Aruch, we find that the Mepharshim explain this, that it is referred to as smicha, is because the smicha of Moshe Rabbeinu was Beyad. And as we find in the Rambam and the Chinuch and Mitzvah Tav Tzadi Aleph, not only was the smicha Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua done by Adayim, but even as far as the smicha Moshe Rabbeinu to the other Shivim Zekenim was done by Adayim. And for that reason, it is referred to as smicha. Rav Moshe in an Aftalad goes a step further, and Rav Moshe explains that since smicha is this, that he is samoch ish mi pi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu, for that reason, it is considered as if every samoch had a smicha b'yadayim shal Moshe. And as Rav Moshe says, nechshav gam hu k'nismach b'yaday shal Moshe Rabbeinu ba'atzmai. And for that reason, it is referred to as smicha, since again it is considered k'nismach b'yadav shal Moshe. So again, from the word Elohim, we were now two halachas. First of all, we were now the halacha that one needs shoisha dayanim. And second of all, we were now that one needs mumchim. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara explains that this halacha of shloisha dayanim u'mumchim might only be halacha as far as gezeilos v'chavolos is concerned. As our Gemara says that Iker Kra was nemar b'gezeilos v'chavolos. And this, that there is a mandamer who holds that halacha of shloisha dayanim u'mumchim is even as far as hidayos v'chavolos is only because we say Ere Parashias Kasav Kan. And based on this, that we say Ere Parashias Kasav Kan, for that reason, even as far as a dais v'alvoyis, one needs shoisha dayanim u'mumchim. Now to explain this, our Gemara says that based on the Erev Parashas Kasav Kan, for that reason, a dais v'alvoyis needs shoisha dayanim u'mumchim in Atira, we find a tremendous machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi explains Erev Parashas Kasav Kan to mean sheish mikra kasav b'parasha zu of shemrim shenu yachol lamay ba'el mi parasha acheres. As Rashi goes on to explain, Kegoin Ashiyimer Kiuzeh, the Afinimne Maideve Mixasatayni Yishava, Shekasab Shemechinam Lava Shemechinam Koi de Shoimrin, Afal Pishoy Hoidube Mixas Chayavim Yishava. And therefore we say that the Pasuk is referring only to Alvara, not to Shemechinam. And therefore, so to as far as Elohim, which were Nemar in the parish of Shemrim, we say that Elohim is referring to Eidoyes Valvoyes as well. And even by Dais Valvoyis is Alachav Shoisha Dayanim U'mumchim. That is how Rashi explains Pshat in the Mandamer who holds Ere Parashias Kasav Kan. On the other hand, Tosfos and Vakam and Daf Kaf Zayin and Aleph and other Rishonim argue on Rashi, and they explain this. Our Gemara says that based on your parashas, Kasev Kan, for that reason, the halacha of Shoisha that Yonim Mumchim applies to Idayis Halvayis as well, is not because we say that the pasuk of Kiuzeh, which was said in the parasha of Shomrim, is only referring to Ava and not to Shomer, but rather Kiuzeh is referring to Shomer, and the Shomer can be chayev v'shvua, either mi parasha Shomrim without being moedim b'miktzas, or Shomer can be chayev v'shvua with the parasha of moedim b'miktzas, which is not halacha in the parasha of Shomrim, but rather it is a universal halacha as far as any time v'nitan, as far as Mammon is concerned. And therefore, even though the Pasuk Kiuzeh happens to be referring to a Shomer, but the Chiyuv of Moedim b'Miktzas has nothing to do with the fact that he is a Shomer, but rather the Chiyuv of Moedim b'Miktzas refers to any time v'nitan in regards to Mammon. And by any time v'nitan in regards to Mammon, there is a Halacha of Moedim b'Miktzas. And therefore we say that just like the parish of Kiuzeh, and the pasuk of Kiuzeh, which is mechadesh halacha of moedim b'miktzas, is a universal halacha. So too, as far as Elohim, which were ne'amar by say parsha, are also referring to idoyes v'alvoyes as well. That is how Tosfos and Vakama and other Rishonim explain pshat, and this our Gemara says that based on erev parshas Kasav Kan, for that reason, the halacha of Shoisha Dayanim u'Mumchim applies to idoyes v'alvoyes as well. So again, from our Gemara, one sees that one makar for us to say that halacha of shoisha dayanim u'mumchim applies to idayis v'alvayis as well is based on this, that we say erev parashias kasav kan. In the Rishonim, we find another two mahalchim as far as how to explain this, that one can say that idayis v'alvayis need shoisha dayanim u'mumchim. One makar is from this, that the Torah says mishpat echad yelachem, that from there we went out Mishpat HaShavu L'Kulchem, and for that reason we say that Adoyis HaVoyis have the same halachis as Gezelis V'Chavalis. A third mahalach is as we find in the Ran B'Shem Rabbeinu David, that we went out Adoyis HaVoyis B'Mematzino from Gezelis V'Chavalis. And just like by Gezelis V'Chavalis was halacha V'Shoisha Dayanim U'Mumchim, for that reason so too by Adoyis HaVoyis we will say that one needs Shoisha Dayanim U'Mumchim. Now, as far as how to explain Pshat and our Gemara according to these two Mahalchim, the our Gemara says that the Makar for us to say that we need Shoisha Dayanim U'Mumchim by Dois V'Alvoyis is based on Erev Parshas Kasav Kan. We find that the Rana explains as follows: She'im ata imru nigimel she'utzrichem by Dois V'Alvoyis mishum Erev Parshas af when y'mumchim yeshua choy merkein. V'cheinim ata imru when y'mumchim she'in Erev Parshas o'gamri me'adadi Nami. In other words, Iran explains Pshat and Argamar that Argamar means to say that there is no room to differentiate between Shoisha Dayanim U'Mumchim. And if we are to say that Idoyis Halvoyis need Shoisha Dayanim, so to Idoyis Halvoyis will need Mumchim. And if we will say that Idoyis Halvoyis does not need Mumchim, so to Idoyis Halvoyis should not need Shoisha Dayanim. And even though the Makar of Shoisha could be either from Mishpat Echad Yilachem, or from a Mematzino from Gzilas V'Chavoyis to Haidayis V'Alvoyis, our Gemara means to say that there is no room to differentiate between Shoisha Dayanim U'Mumchim. Whatever the Makar is for us to say that one needs Shoisha Dayanim, so too we will say that one needs Mumchim. And as far as Mishpat Echad Yilachem and a Mematzino, it is Pashat that Shoisha Dayanim and Mumchim are dependent one upon the other. So too, if we are to say that the Makar is from Erev Parshas Kasav Kan, we will say that based on Erev Parshas Kasav Kan, so too one will need Mumchim. And if we are to say that one does not need Mumchim, so too we will not say Erev Parshas as far as Shoisha Dayanim. That is how the Rana explains Pshat and our Gemara. In the Gemara Nafkim Moment Aleph, we find that the Gemara says as follows: Avacha Berdravika Omer Medereisa Chad Nami Kosher by Hidayis V'Alvoyis, and Nemar Betzedek Tish V'Tamisacha. In Rashi, we find the Rashi explains this: Ravacha Beri Dravika says Medraisa Chana Mikosher is because Ravacha Beri Dravika understands we do not say Erev Parshias Kasav Kan. In Tosfos, we find that Tosfos asks the following Kashan Rashi: V'Kosher Dem Kim Betzedek Tish V'Tomali. If Ravacha Beri Dravika does not hold of Erev Parshas Kasav Kan, there is no reason that one should need Shoisha Dayanim. And therefore, who needs a pasuk of a tzedek tishvat amisacha to teach us that chad is kosher min ha-Torah? For that reason, Tosis goes on to argue on Rashi, and Tosis explains that fil man de'isoy era parashis kamer that chad is kosher min ha-Torah based on the pasuk of a tzedek tishvat amisacha. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes between Rashi and Tosis as far as how to explain pshat in the shita of Rav Acha b'Rei d'Ravika. And there are two machlokes between Rashi and Tosis. One machlokes between Rashi and Tosis is a machlokes, if we are to say, ein ir parashis kasuv kan, if one still needs a drasha of the tzedek tishvat amisacha. The Rashi understands that even though according to Rav Acha b'Rei d'Ravika, we do not say ein ir parashis kasuv kan, but still one needs a drasha of the tzedek tishvat amisacha to teach us that chad is kosher min ha-Torah. On the other hand, Tosis argues and Tosis understands if we are to say Eine Eira Parashas Kasav Kam, one does not need B'tzedek Tishvat Misacha to teach us that chad is kosher min ha-Torah. That is one machlokes between Rashi and Tosis. Another machlokes between Rashi and Tosis is a machlokes if we are to say Eira Parashas Kasav Kam. Can we possibly say that B'tzedek Tishvat Misacha is coming to Mechadish that chad is kosher min ha-Torah? Rashi understands that if we are to say Eira Parashas Kasav Kan, we will not be able to say that Chad is Kasher Min ha-Torah. On the other hand, Tosis argues and Tosis understands that even if we are to say Eira Parashas Kasav Kan, but still it is possible for us to say that Chad is Kasher Min ha-Torah based on the Joshua B'Tzedek Tishbet HaMisacha. Now to explain Pshat in the first Machlokes between Rashi and Tosis, the Rashi understands that even if we are to say Ein Eira Parashas Kasav Kan, but still when he's a Joshua B'Tzedek Tishbet HaMisacha to teach us that chad is kosher min ha-Torah. Based on this, we mentioned before, one can explain pshat in the shita of Rashi with one of two malachim. Either one can explain pshat in the shita of Rashi. This only needs a drasha b'tzedek tishvat misacha to teach us that chad is kosher min ha-Torah. Even though ein eir parashis kasav kan is either because we would have said that we need shoisha dayanim, based on the halacha of mishpat echad yilachem mishpat hashavu kolchem, and the Torah compares all mishpatim one to the other, and therefore just like one needs shoish adayanim u'mumchim by gzeilas v'chavoyis, so too one should need shoish adayanim u'mumchim by haidayis v'alvoyis. And for that reason one needs a drasha b'tzedek tishvat misacha to teach us that by haidayis v'alvoyis chad is kosher min ha-Torah. That is how the Maharsha is mitzada to explain pshat in the shita of Rashi. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the shita of Rashi is by saying, as he mentioned before, b'shem d'ran, that there is a tzad for an out hidoyis alvois and memotzino from gezeilos v'chavolos. And therefore we should say that just like gezeilos v'chavolos need choisha dayanim u'mumchim, so too by hidoyis v'alvois one should need choisha dayanim u'mumchim. And for that reason one needs a drasha b'tzedek tishvat misacha to teach us that chad is kosher min ha-Torah by haidayis v'alvois. This that Tosis argues on Rashi is because Tosis understands that the only tzad for now choisha dayanim u'mumchim by haidayis v'alvois is only if you are to say Eirav Parashias Kasav Kan, and there is no other makar for us to say that haidayis v'alvois need choisha dayanim u'mumchim, as we find in Tosis Marsugya. But the Ramaschal Divrei Hakol Ein Dinei En Din. In the Maharsha we find that the Maharsha explains Pshat in Tosis' Kash on Rashi, that Tosis asks on Rashi, if we are to say Ein Eira Parashias Kasav Kan, who needs B'tzedek Tishvat HaMisacha to teach us that chad is kosher min ha-Torah? The Maharsha asks, why didn't Tosis answer that we need B'tzedek Tishvat HaMisacha, because if not for B'tzedek Tishvat HaMisacha, I would have said that based on Mishpat Echad Yilachem, for that reason Haidayis V'alvois need Shoisha Dayanim, just like Zeilas V'chavolos. So to explain Pshat in the Kasha of Tosis, we find that the Maharsha says as follows, that Tosis understands that just like one can say that B'tzedek Tishvat HaMisacha is coming to mafkia from the drasha mishpat echad yilachem, so too one should be able to say that the drasha b'tzedek tishvat hamisacha is coming to yimaitzi from the halacha of eira parashas kasav kan. And if one sees in Rashi, the Rashi explains that outside the eira parashas kasav kan, we cannot darshan the drasha b'tzedek tishvat hamisacha to yimachshir chad, so too, based on the drasha mishpat echad yilachem, we should not be able to yimachshir chad. And therefore, from Rashi, one sees that there is no makar to mechayev shoisha, and for that reason Tosis asks, if so, what is pshat that will need the drasha b'tzedek tishvat hamisacha? So to explain pshat in Rashi, and to explain pshat that according to Rashi we differentiate between the drasha ve'ira parshas kasav kan and the drasha mishpat echad yilachem mishpat shavu kulchem ocher, one can say as follows. That as far as the drasha mishpat echad yilachem mishpat shavu kulchem, the Torah just compares hidayis havayis to gezeiros v'chavolos, and the Torah compares all mishpatim one to the other. And therefore, as far as this, that the Torah compares all mishpatim one to the other, we can say that as far as shoisha dayanim u'mumchim, hidayis v'alvoyis is an exception. And we do not learn out hidayis v'alvoyis from gzeiros v'chavoyis as far as shoisha dayanim u'mumchim. On the other hand, as far as eira parashias kasav kan, it was said elihim by hidayis v'alvoyis. And therefore we cannot be moitzi kram ipshutei. The Torah said the halacha of elihim specifically by hidayis v'alvoyis since the parash of Kuzeh, where the Torah says Elohim is referring to Hidayis V'Alvayis. And for that reason, we cannot use the Joshua B'Tzedek Tishra Misacha to Moiti the Kram Ipshutai. That is a Chaya, Pshat, in the Shita of Rashi. Now, to explain Pshat in this, Atheis argues in Rashi, and Atheis understands that even if we are to say Eira Parashis Kasav Kam, but still, one can say that based on the Joshua B'Tzedek Tishra Misacha, that Chad is Kasham Atheira. One can say that Tesis is going with Shitasi, as he mentioned before, B'Shem Tesis from a Kama and Afkav Zion. And Tesis understands that even if we are to say Eir Parashis Kasav Kan, but still the Pasuk of Kiyuzeh is not specifically referring to Hidayis V'Alvayis, but rather it is referring to a Shemir who is Maidiv Miktas. Just we were now Hidayis V'Alvayis from a Shemir as far as Maidiv Miktas is concerned. And since the Pasuk of Kiyuzeh is not specifically talking about Hidayis V'Alvayis, for that reason one can say B'Tzedek Tishvara Misacha is coming to Mechadish that as far as Hidayis V'Alvayis is concerned, Chad is Kasher Min HaTorah. And it is no longer considered as if the Pasuk of B'Tzedek Tishvara Misacha is coming to Meitzi Kra Mipshutai. And for that reason, Tesis understands, as the Marshal explains, that we do not differentiate between the Joshua Mishpat Echad Yilachem Mishpat HaShav Olkuchem and the Joshua of Eira Parashis Kasav Kan. And if we are to say that B'Tzedek Tishvara Misacha can affect the drasha Mishpat Echad Yilachem Mishpat HaShav Olkuchem, so too the drasha B'Tzedek Tishvara Misacha should be able to affect the drasha of Eira Parashis Kasav Kan. In the Nesivis, in Chayshim Mishpat and Siman Gimel, we find that the Nesivis explains Pshat and Rashi with a different Malach. And the Nesivis explains Pshat and Rashi as follows. That even though Rashi agrees to Tesis, that even if we are to say, Eira Parashis Kasav Kan, but still B'Tzedek Tishvara Misacha, can be Moitzi from the Eira Parashis, and for that reason, one will not need Shoisha Dayanim by Hidayis V'Alvayis, but still one will need a Mumche. In this, I would say, Eira Parashis Kasav Kan, one sees two Halachas. One sees Halacha that will need Shoisha Dayanim, and one sees Halacha that will need Mumchen. And even though B'Tzedek Tishvara Misacha is Mechadish, the one does not need Shoisha Dayanim, but still the one dying that one needs will have to be a Mumche. And for that reason, from this, Rav Acha by Yaakov says, that in HaTorah, one does not need Shoisha Dayanim, and one does not need that the one dying should be a Mumche. And for that reason, by Hidayis V'Alvayis, three Dayanim, even if they are not Mumchim, are Ksherim even Medrabanan. From there, Rashi proves that according to Rav Acha by Yaakov, we do not say Eruv Parashis Kasav Kan. That is how the Nesivis explains Pshat in the Hechrich of Rashi. According to the Nesivis, it comes out that there is a tremendous machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. If after the drasha of B'Tzedek Tishvara Misacha, do we say that just like B'Tzedek Tishvara Misacha is a mechadish, the one does not need three dayanim, so too one does not need that the one dying should be a mumcha? Or do we say that all B'Tzedek Tishvara Misacha is a mechadish, is this one does not need three dayanim? But still there is room to say that the one dayan that one needs has to be a mumcha. Tosis understands that from B'Tzedek Tishvara Misacha one sees one does not need that the one dayan has to be a mumcha. On the other hand, Rashi argues, and Rashi understands that from B'Tzedek Tishvara Misacha all one can prove is this, that we do not need three dayanim. But if we would say Erev Parashis Kasav Kan, one would need that the one dying should be a mumche. Now before we explain Pshat and the Machlokes between Rashi and Tesis according to the Nesivis, I would like to mention the Shita of the Rambam. In the Rambam, in Perek Beis, Mehocha Sanhedrin Al-Achayud, we find that the Rambam says as follows. Which is a Shita of Rav Acher by Yaakov in our Gemara. In that Achronim, we find the following Tmiya B'Shitas HaRambam. In the Rambam in Perakei Mehuches Sanhedrin Ochaches, we find that the Rambam says that Shara Dini Momenes Kiganidoyes Valvoyes Einon Tzriche Mumche, El Afiu Shoisha Adyotes, Afiu Echon Mumche Donaison. Lefichach donim b'idoyes v'alvois v'kayetze ben b'chutza l'aretz. Af al pishem beisen shal chutza l'aretz elehim, but still shvichos beisen shal eretz yisrael eisen. In other words, the Rambam explains this, that beisen has a right to be dan h'idoyes v'alvois m'chutza l'aretz, even though ain't smicha b'chutza l'aretz. And therefore the beisen shal b'chutza l'aretz are not considered elehim, is because we say shvichusayu kav dinon. And the Beis Din Shebechutzlaretz are doing the shvichas of the Beis Din Shel Eretz Yisrael. The Makar of the Rambam, the one does not need smuchim based on this, so we say shichusayu kav dinon, is the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Peches. That the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Peches explains that by Idoyis Havoyis, this one does not need mumchim by Idoyis Havoyis, is because we say shichusayu kav dinon. That Chreinim ask, according to the Shita of the Rambam, who paskins like Rav Acher by Yaakov, that Chad is kosher in a Torah based on the pasuk of Betzedek Tish Misacha, then what is pshat in this that we need Shichusayu Kav Dinon? V'chira, even without Shichusayu Kav Dinon, we should say that based on Shabbat has a right to be done Hidoyis Valvoyis, just like one sees, one does not need Shoisha Dayonim, but rather Chad is kosher in a Torah based on the pasuk of Betzedek Tish Misacha. So to answer this kash, we find two basic Mahachim and Achrenim. The Ktos HaChosh and Sima Gimel explains based on this how we find the thesis in our sugya. The thesis in our sugya asks the following kasha. Thesis asks, what is pshat in this how we find in our Gemara? That the makar for mumchin is from this that the pasuk says Elohim. Ube perek hamigarish in Gittin daf peches and base the Gemara is memayit medichsiv afneim v'loi lefnei akum v'loi lefnei hadyaitis. And as thesis brings down from Rashi in Gittin, Rashi explains the drasha of Afneim v'loi lefnei hadyaitis, that the drasha is because Afneim is referring to Shivim Zekenim Haksuvim B'Soif Parashas Mishpatim. So to answer this kasha, Tosfos says as follows, V'niru lefarish, to begitin when yimili de kfiya airi, da hachi maisila da baya ashkach revisit av yosef kam ma'asa agitin, omer leva non hadyaitis anon, av elihim lav amili de isoi mairi, el abedin ba'oma. In other words, Tosfos explains that one needs both drashas, since each drasha is referring to a different halacha. The drasha of Afneim v'loi lefnei hadyaitis is referring to halacha v'isoi. As far as being koyfe someone, one needs mumchim. Someone that is not a mumche cannot be koyfe someone else. And therefore the Gemara in Gittin, which is referring to being koyfe aget, in order to be koyfe aget, one needs mumchim based on the pasuk of Afneim v'loi lefnei hadyaitis. On the other, in our Gemara, is not referring to kfiya, but rather our Gemara is referring to the ability to be done. And therefore one needs a drasha of Elohim to mechadesh, that as far as being done, one needs Elohim. Based on Tosfos, the Ktos explains pshat on the Rambam as follows. That may ikar adin based on the drasha b'tzedek tish b'namisacha, we will say that just like Chad is kosher, so too one does not need mumchim. But that is only as far as being able to be done. But as far as being able to be kaifa, one will need mumchim based on the drasha of Afneim v'loi lefnei hadyaitis. And therefore the Rambam in Perakei Mehocha Sanhedrin, that the Rambam is coming to mechadesh that there is a halacha of kfiya, in order to have a halacha of kfiya, even by a base in Shabbachutzlaretz, even though a base in Shabbachutzlaretz are not considered smuchim, is only because we say Shvichusayo Kavdinon. And based on Shvichusayo Kavdinon, for that reason, a base in Shabbachutzlaretz has the ability to be kaife. From the Ktsayis, one sees Beshitas HaRambam that the Ktsayis understands that only as far as Hochas Kviya, which is learned out from Ofneim V'Ofnei Adyetis, do we say Shvichusayo Kavdinon. But had the halacha been that when he chose a dayanim in order to be done a din based on the drasha of Elohim, then according to Rav Acher by Yaakov, Shichusayo Kav Dinim would not help. But the reason of Acher by Yaakov has to explain that the reason why by Yudayis Valvayis one is Nani Choysha Mumchim is only because we say that the Torah is Machsher Chad. Now to explain Pshat in this, that the Ksois understands that only as far as Kviya do we say Shechusayo Kavdinon, but not as far as the Iker Din of this that we need Zalihim in order to be done. V'chayo one can explain as follows, that the Ksois understands this, that Kviya needs Mumchim, is because one needs the Sror of Elohim in order to be Kaifa. A regular person cannot be Kaifa. Only someone who has the Sror of Elohim, which as we mentioned before, Rashi explains that Elohim is a Lashon Rabbanus Usrara. Only such people have the ability to be Kaifa. And therefore, as far as this, that one needs Sror in order to be Kaifa, we will say Shechusayo Kavdinon, and therefore it is considered a Kfiya from those that are considered Elohim. Since again, the Kfiya is being done b'shichusayu of a basin who are considered Elohim and have the Swara, the Rabbanus, to be Kaifa. On the other hand, as far as the Ikra Lacha, if we are to say that when Yishoisha Dayanim based on the Drash of Elohim, the Drash of Elohim was Mechader, that in order to be considered a basin, one needs Smicha. One needs Shoisha Mumchim in order to be considered a basin. And therefore, even if we are to say Shechusayo Kavdinon will not help. Since without Mumchim, one does not have a Beis Din. And for that reason, Rav Acher ben Yaakov explains that the only reason why one does not need Mumchim, and Shoisha Dayanim can be done even if they are not Mumchim, is only based on the Drasha of Betzedek Tishpat Amisacha. That is a Chira, what one sees from the Ktzeis' explanation B'Shitas HaRambam in the Tumim, and in the Sivis and Semagimel Tzotu, we find Parimir Simchan or Samech and Parak Beis Mehochas and Hedjano Achayod. We find another Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in the Sheet of the Rambam. And these Achrenim explain Pshat in the Rambam as follows, that even after the Drasha B'Tzedek Tishpat Misacha, the one does not need Shoisha Dayanim, but still one will need that the Dayan Echad has to be a Mumche. And for that reason, if not for Shechusayo Kavdinon, a basin Shabbochotzarts will not be able to be done, since one does not even have one mumche. One needs at least to have one mumche. And for that reason, the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin explains that based on Shechusayo Kavdinon, one does not even need one mumche. In the Ramach in Perek Beis Hilchos Sanhedrin Uachaches, we find that the Ramach is mitzadid b'shitas Rambam, like this pshat of the Achrenim, that even after Betzedek Tishal Misacha, but still one will need that the Dayan Echad should be a Mumche. But the Ramach asks, Kivan the Chsiv B'Tzedek Tishna Misach Minayin Sheyiyya Samoch. So to explain Pshat, in this Mahalach Rashitas HaRambam we find that the Nesivus explains, based on this what we mentioned before, that the Rambam holds that we say Eirah Parashiyas Kosov Khan, and based on this that we say Eirah Parashiyas Kosov Khan, even after the Drosh of B'Tzedek Tishna Misach, which is Machshir Dayan Echam and Atayra, but still one needs that the Dayan Echad should be a Mumcha. And therefore one needs Shechusayo Kavdina in order to be Machshir even without any Mumchen. And for that reason, this that a basin Shabbachotzarat can be done, even though there are no Mumchen, is only based on this that we say Shechusayo Kavdina. So again, according to the Nesivis, even after Betzedek Tishpat Amisacha, but still one should need that Dayan Echad should be a Mumche. And as Nesivis explains B'Shitas Rashi, this, that one does not need that the Dayan Echad should be a Mumche, is only because according to Rach Bayaka, we do not say Eira Parashiyas Kosov Khan. And according to the Rambam, who holds that we say Eira Parashiyas Kosov Khan, for that reason, even after the Shita of Rach Bayaka, one needs that the Dayan Echad should be a Mumche. But now, one has to understand Pshat in the Shita of the Rambam. Just like Shechusayo Kavdinon works, as far as this one does not need a Dayan Echad Mumche, so too, even if we are to say the Minatayo one needs Shoisha Dayan Mumche, but still we should say Shechusayo Kavdinon. And therefore, why did Rav Acher ben Yaakov find it necessary to explain that the reason why Shoisha had Yaitin Ark Sheirim is because the Tayo was Machshir Dayan Echad Minatayo? Even after the Hechshir HaTayv Dayan Echad, still one needs Shechusayo Kavdinon, and therefore let us say Shechusayo Kavdinon, even if we are to say that one needs Shoisha Mumche Min HaTayah. And so too one can ask, on this that we find that the Nesivus explains B'Shitas Rashi, that if we would say Eir Parashiyas Kosov Khan, even after Betzedek Tishma Misacha, but still one should need that Ein Echad should be a Mumcha, then even if we will say Ein Eir Parashias Kasav Kan, but still, as we mentioned before, Rashi understands if not for the drasha Betzedek Tishma Misacha, one should need Shoisha Dayanim, which is either because we say Mishpat Echad Shavu Achem, Mishpat Ashavu Kulchem, like we mentioned before, B'Shem the Marsha, and so too we find in the Nesivis, or Rashi understands, like we mentioned before, B'Shem the Ran, that if not for the drasha B'Tzedek, Tishpat HaMisecha, we would say that we are now Teidoyes HaAvoyes HaMgzeles V'Chavoyes B'Mematzino. If so, even after we have the drasha B'Tzedek, Tishpat HaMisecha, but so one Shni Mumchim, either because of Mishpat Echad Yehoachem, Mishpat HaShavah HaKulchem, or because we shore now mumchem b'mematzino from gzeilos v'chavolos. So to explain pshat in the Mahalach of the Nesivis b'shitas Rambam, in the Mahalach of the Nesivis b'shitas Rashi, l'chayr one can say as follows. In the Rambam we find that the Rambam understands that even after the drasha b'tzedek tishpat ha'meisach, which was mechadesh, that one dying is kashim and atira, but still we do not have a beis din. In order to be considered a based on one needs Shoisha Dayanim. Based on the Shita of the Rambam, one can explain B'Shitas Rashi as follows. That as far as this, one needs Mumchen by Gzeilos V'Chavos, and therefore we should be able to learn now from Gzeilos V'Chavos to Haidoyes V'Alvoyes. Once it was Mishadesh, B'Tzedek, Tishma Misacha, one does not need a based in. For that reason, Rashi understands that Memela, we can learn out one does not need that the dying should be a mumche either. The entire halacha that one needs to be a mumche is only halacha as far as beis din is concerned. In order to be considered a beis din, one needs that the dayanim should be mumchen. But as far as the drasha b'tzedek tishma misacha, which was mechadesh, as far as hidoyis halavoyis, one does not need a beis din, so too we will say that one does not need that the dying should be a mumche either, since one does not need a beis din. And for that reason, Rashi explains that according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, this the one does not need that the dayan should be mumche is because we say Ein Eira Parashias Kasav Kan, and we do not learn out from Gzeilos V'Chavos Yimachay that the dayan echad should be a mumche. But now l'chayr one has to understand, if so, even if we are to say Eira Parashias Kasav Kan, but still based on Metzedek Tishna Misach, we should say that there is no halacha that the dayan should be a mumche. Since again in Mitzedek Tishna Misacha was in Schadish as far as Hidoyis HaVoyis, one does not need a beis din. So to explain Pshat and Rashi, Ochir, one has to say that had we said Eira Parashas Kasav Kan, and the parasha is referring to Hidoyis HaVoyis, in the parasha of Elohim, which was Ne'amar as far as Hidoyis HaVoyis is concerned, it will be in a Schadish, a new halacha as far as this, that one needs to be a mumche. And even though the halacha that one needs to be a mumche by Gzilas V'Chavoyis is because in order to be considered a beis din, one needs Dayan and Mumchen. But in the parasha of Elohim, which was said as far as Hidoyis V'Avoyis, will be Nischadesh a new halacha as far as Mumche. And the halacha of Mumche is not only because one needs to be a Mumche in order to be considered a beis din, but rather one needs to be a Mumche in order to be Dan Es Hadin. Since being Dan Es Hadin is considered a Svara al Hatzibur, in order to be Noyeg that Svara, and that Rabbanus HaTzibur, one needs to be a mumche. And for that reason, Rashi understands that if we would say Eir Parashias Kasav Kan, in the halacha of Eir Parashias Kasav Kan, we nischadish nu halacha mumche. And for that reason, even after the drasha b'tzedek tishma misacha, one would still need to be a mumche. And from this, one sees that according to Racha by Yaakov, one does not need a mumche. From there, one sees that according to Racha by Yaakov, we say Ein Eir Parashias Kasav Kan. That is a chayr pshat in Rashi according to the Mahalach of the Nesivis. Based on this, one can explain pshat in the Rambam as well. This, that according to the Rambam, even after the halacha of Racha by Yaakov, still one needs to be a dayan echad mumche, is based on this that we say Eira Parashias Kasav Kan, which was mechadesh a new halacha as far as this that one needs a mumche. And since it was mechadesh in the halacha of Eira Parashias Kasav Kan, that this that one needs to be a mumche is because in Oysin Sror al Atzibur, unless one is a mumcha, for that reason, as far as this halacha, we will say Shechusayo Kavdinon. Since based on Shechusayo Kavdinon, it is no longer considered as if an Eine mumcha is being Oysa Sror al Atzibur, but rather, he is just being Oysa the Shechus of mumchen. And therefore it is a Svara of Mumchin which is taking place. And for that reason of Vachar by Yaakov Hasim Mechadish at Ha'inechad is Karsha Min HaTorah. Had there been Halacha that one needs Shoyish HaDayonim and one needs a Beis Din, then the Halacha of Mumchin is because without Mumchin one does not have a Beis Din. And as far as that Halacha, Shichusayo Kavdinon would not help. Shichusayo Kavdinon only helps as far as the Halacha that was in Schadish in Eira Parashias Kosov Khan. Now getting back to Machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos, as we mentioned before, according to the Shita of the Nesivos, that Rashi understands even after the Drasha B'Tzedek, Tishna Misacha, but still there is a Makom to Mechayev that the Dainechad should be a Mumche. Had we said Eira Parashias Kosov Khan, and Tosfos argues, and Tosfos understands that even if we are to say Eira Parashias Kosov Khan, but still after the Drasha B'Tzedek, Tishna Misacha, one does not need that the Dainechad should be a Mumche. B'chayu, one can explain the Rashi and Tosfos Ra'azu Yoshita Sayu. Rashi understands that if we are to say Eira Parashias Kosov Khan, Kiuze is referring to Eidois Valvois, then even if we are to say B'Tzedek Tishma Misecha, but still, in the Parsha of Elihim, which is referring to Eidois Valvois, was in Schadesh and Nu Halacha as far as this, how needs a Mumcha, like we mentioned before. And therefore, if we are to say that according to Vach by Yaakov, one does not need a Mumcha, that is only because according to Vach by Yaakov, we say, Ein Eira Parashias Kosov Khan. This, that Tosfos argues in Rashi, is because Tosfos understands that even if we are to say, Eira Parashias Kosov Khan, that Parash is not referring to Eidois Valvois. And therefore, we would not be able to Mechadish Nu Halacha as far as this, that one needs a Mumcha by Eidois Valvois, based on this, that it says Elihim. Since Elihim is not referring directly to Eidois Valvois. And therefore, from the Drasha B'Tzedek Tishbara Misecha, which is Mechadish, one does not need a Beis Din, so too from there one can prove one does not need a Mumche, since entire Halacha of Elihim is only Halacha as far as Beis Din is concerned. That is Lechira, how one can explain Pshat L'Machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos according to the Mahalach of the Nesivos. As he mentioned before, Tosfos asks the following Kasha, what is Pshat? That we find two seeming makayos as far as this, that one needs mumchin. First of all, we find in our Gemara the Drash of Elihim, and in the Gemara in Gittin we find that the Gemara darshins from Ufneihem, v'leil Ufnei Adyeteis, that there is a halacha that one needs mumchin. Tosfos answers the kasha by saying that the Drash of Ufneihem, v'leil Ufnei Adyeteis is referring to Isui, and the Drash of Ufneihem, v'leil Ufnei Adyeteis was mechadesh halacha as far as kviya is concerned. In order to be kaifa someone, one needs mumchin. And that is what the Drasha of Lefneim is referring to. On the other hand, the Drasha of Elihim is referring to this, that one needs Mumchin in order to be done. In the Ramban in Perek Zabirer, and so too in the Ramban in Parashas Mishpatim, Perek Chafal Pasuk Aleph, and the Ran in our Sugya, we find another Malach as far as Hel Tehen to the Kasha of Tosfos. And the Ramban in Ran say as follows, that as far as the Drasha of Elihim is concerned, the Drasha of Elihim is coming to Mechadim, that one needs Mumchin in order to be done. The Drasha of Lefneihem v'leil Ufnei Adyeteis is coming to Mechadesh that there is an Isser to be done with Lefnei Adyeteis. That is how the Ramban and the Ran explain Pshat in this, that one needs two Drashas. Based on the Ramban and the Ran, one can explain in other Mahalach Rashitas HaRambam. This how we find, that the Achrenim explained Rashitas HaRambam that even after the Drasha B'Tzedek Tishna Misecha, still one needs that the Dain Echad should be a Mumcha. It's not like we mentioned before B'Shem the Nesivos, based on this, that we say Eira Parashias Kosov Khan, but rather this, that one needs that the Dain Echad be a Mumcha, is based on the Drasha of Lefneihem v'leil Ufnei Adyeteis. And therefore, even after the Drasha B'Tzedek Tishma Misecha, which was Mechadesh, the one does not need Shoyish HaDayonim, but still, one will need that the Dain Echad be a Mumcha, based on this, that there is an Isser to be done with Lefnei Adyeteis. And therefore, someone will go to be done in front of a Dain Echad who is not a Mumcha, he will be over on the Isser of Ufneihem v'leil Ufnei Adyeteis. And as far as the Isser of Ufneihem v'leil Ufnei Adyeteis, we say Shichusayu Kavdinon. As the Ran explains, that the Isser of Ufneihem v'leil Ufnei Adyeteis is Mishum Kvoidon Shal Mumchin, that Adyeteis cannot be Mishtamish B'Kisron Shal Mumchin, and therefore we will say Shichusayu Kavdinon, we will say that Him Atzmon Machu Kvoidon Alzeh. And for that reason, Shichusayu Kavdinon will take care of the Isser of Ufneihem v'leil Ufnei Adyeteis. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat B'Shitas HaRambam. In Tesis, we find that Tesis asks the following kasha. Tesis asks, why don't we run out? That there is halacha mumchin. From this, that we say mishpat echad yilachem mishpat ashavol kochem, and the Torah compares dinei mamonis to dinei nefashis. And therefore, just like by dinei nefashis, there is halacha that one needs mumchin, so too there should be halacha that one needs mumchin by dinei mamonis. Tesis answers the kasha by saying, that Shema when you mumchin ain wilma dini mamnes with dini nefashas kivan de sagi beshoisha. And from this, the sagi beshoisha dini mamnes itself is a reason that one should not need mumchin, even though one needs mumchin by dini nefashas. Now to explain Pshat in the Teretz of Tesis, that this itself, one does not need chav gimel, that itself is a reason that one should not need mumchin. And for that reason, one needs a new drasha to mechadish, one needs mumchin, even though all one needs is a based in shoshoisha. L'chayo, one can explain, based on the yisoid that we mentioned before, that besides for this, that one needs mumchin, in order to be considered a dayan, and in order to be considered a beis din. But there is another halacha of mumcha as well, that in order to be oise, sror al atzibor, one needs to be a mumcha. Only a mumcha can be oise, sror al atzibor. Based on this, one can say, that from this, that one sees that there is halacha, that by a base on dini nefashas one need mumchin, what can I prove? That so too by a base in shal gimel one should need mumchin, since only a base in shal chav gimel is considered an oisin svar al atzibor. A base in shal gimel, on the other hand, will not be considered a base in hur oisin svar al atzibor. And therefore, even though by base in shal chav gimel one needs mumchin, but by a base in shal gimel, if not for the drosh of Elohim, one will not need mumchin. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in Tesis. But now one has to know, what was nischadish in the drasha of Elohim? Do we say, then the drasha of Elohim was nischadish that even though a basin shal shoisha is not considered a basin sara atzibar, but still one needs mumchin, since in order to be considered a basin one needs dayanim mumchin? Or do we say that it was nischadish that even a basin shal shoisha is considered oisin svar al atzibor, and for that reason one needs mumchin, since in order to be oisin svar al atzibor one needs mumchin? In Rashi we find, as we mentioned before, the Rashi explains mumchin as follows: that mumchin means smuchin v'natlu rishos minasi lodin kamino kamon beperkin daf heyemet aleph. Now here one has to understand pshat in Rashi. Where did Rashi see from the Gemara later on daf heyemet aleph that one needs netilas rishos minasi in order to be considered a mumche? From the Gemara that Feyam and Aleph, all one sees is this: that netilas rishos accomplishes that once one was netil rishos, he is no longer achroy if he was toyev adin. But where does one see that in order to be considered a mumche, one needs netilas rishos minasi? So from Rashi Ochir, one clearly sees that Rashi understands that halacha mumche is halacha that in order to be oise sor al atzibor, one needs to be a mumche. And in order to be oise sor al atzibor, one needs netilas rishos minasi. Is that we say that by netilas rishos minasi, he is potter from being mishalem even if he is taya, is because with netilas rishos minasi, he has a right to be oise sor al atzibor. And it is based on this, he has a right to be oise sor al atzibor, that he is potter milashalem. And since the halacha mumche is this, that one needs a mumche in order to be oise sor al atzibor, for that reason, Rashi proves in the Gemara Daf Hey Amud Aleph that one needs netilas rishos minasi, since only with netilas rishos minasi do we say that one has the ability to be oise svar al atzibor. Based on this, one can say that as far as this, how we find that there are two drashas that one needs mumchin. First of all, from Elohim, which teaches us how one needs mumchin, and also from the drasha of Afneim v'loy Afnei Adyeteis. In these two parashas was neschadish to halachas as far as this, that one needs mumchin. In the drasha of Elohim was neschadish that one needs a mumchin in order to be considered a dayan. In the drasha of Afneim v'loy Afnei Adyeteis was neschadish that one needs to be a mumchin in order to be oise svara al hatzibor. Based on Afneim, we learn out that in order to be oise svara al hatzibor, one needs to be a mumchin. And therefore, as far as the drasha of Afneim v'loy Afnei Adyeteis, which is a mechadish, in order to be oise svar al atzibor, one needs to be a mumche. As far as that, we say shichusayo karv dinon. And based on shichusayo karv dinon, it is considered that a mumche is the one who is being oise svar al atzibor. But as far as the drasha of Elohim is concerned, which is a mechadish, in order to be considered a dayan, one needs to be a mumche. As far as that, this, the Baidois Falvois, one does not need to be a mumcha, is because we say, as we find in the Gemara Daf Gimel and Aleph, Mishum ni lastelos v'masakin, one does not need a mumcha. Shichus Hayakov Dinan by itself will not help, since even after Shichus Hayakov Dinan, and a mumcha is the one who is being oises sora, but where is our basin? A basin shahodietes is not considered a basin. And for that reason, one needs the Mishum ni lastelos v'masakin, that even a basin shahodietes has the ability to be done. And even a basin shahodietes is considered a basin. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat and our Gemara according to this Mahalach. So again, as far as this, that one needs a base in Shal Shoisha. The Makar that one needs a base in Shal Shoisha is from the Drasha of Elihim, and it says Elihim three times. And as the Rambam explains, even according to the Shita of Rav Acha bar Yaakov, in the Gemara Daf Gimel Aleph, who holds that a Dainachad is kosher, but still a Dainachad is not considered a base in. And even though Dainachad has a right to be done, but in order to be considered a base, then one needs Shoyish HaDayanim. Now, as far as the Makar, that Adoyis Valvoyis need Shoyish HaDayanim, we find three possible Makaris as far as this, Adoyis Valvoyis need Shoyish HaDayanim. Even the Makar is, as is Mashman, the Pashtus of our Gemara from this, that we say, Eira Parashias Kosov Kan, which either means that the Pasuk is speaking about Adoyis Valvoyis, as Rashi explains. Or we can learn now from here two Adoyis Havoyis as Toises and the other Rishonim explain. That is one Makar for this of Adoyis Havoyis when each Choysha Dayanim. Another Makar is from this that we learn now from Mishpat Echad Yil Alchem Mishpat Ashava Okulchem. That the Torah compares Dine Momenes HaAdadi. And just like Zilas V'Chavoyis and each Choysha, so too Adoyis Havoyis when each Choysha. A third Makar is this that one corn out. Haidois Havois Bememotino from Gzeilas Vachavois. And just like by Gzeilas Vachavois is a loch of Shoisha, so too by Dois Havois there will be a loch of Shoisha. That is as far as the loch of Shoisha Dayanim is concerned. As far as the loch that one needs Mumchin, as we find in our Gemara, the Makar for Mumchin is from the Drash of Elihim. Now, as far as this, we find in the Gemara in Gittin Daf Bechesim, a base another Makar for this that one needs Mumchin. Not Hedyotes, from Ofneihem V'loy Ofnei Hedyotes, we find two basic Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Tosis explains that Ofneihem V'loy Ofnei Hedyotes is referring to Kfiya, that only Mumchin have the ability to be Kofa. On the other hand, the Ramban and the Rana explain that Halacha Ofneihem V'loy Ofnei Hedyotes is coming to a Machadish and Iser to be done Ofnei Hedyotes. Now, as far as who is considered a Mumcha, again, Rashi explains that in order to be considered a mumcha, one needs samach, and one needs netilas rishos minasi. And this, that one needs netilas rishos minasi, is a chayra based on this, that in order to be oise, sora, atzibur, one needs netilas rishos minasi, who himself has the ability to be oise, sora, atzibur. And therefore, the halacha of mumchin includes two halachas. First of all, he has to be a samach, and second of all, he needs netilas rishos minasi. Which, as we mentioned before, can be explained by saying that in the drasha of Ofneihem V'loy Ofnei Hedyotes was in Schadesh who needs to be a mumcha in order to be Oise Svara al Hatzibur.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.